There's a story. Everyone could hear me? The story of a boy from Beit Shemesh who was home playing. His father, earlier that morning, went to work. I heard this mamish today. Rabbi Biederman said this beautiful maisa. And his mother was paying attention as he was playing in the other room, and he was listening. And she would hear as he was moving the toys or as he was singing his songs. And she would continue whatever she was doing as long as she heard his voice. Suddenly a few minutes went by and she didn't hear from him. She went to go check in the room that he was playing in and he wasn't there. There was a door that was leading up to the gag, to the merpeset, that was locked. And she quickly checked all the rooms to find out if he was there, and she realized he was on the merpeset. She quickly went upstairs, ran in another route up to the merpeset, and lo and behold, she finds her son that was playing 10 minutes ago, hanging from the couch, hanging from the balcony, from a bar in the balcony with his two hands on the balcony. She quickly runs over and grabs the boy and holds on to him with all the strength she has. But she's unable, and she doesn't have enough energy, she doesn't have the capability to bring him over the balcony. And they're swinging, and she's holding him. And she's hoping. What is she hoping for? What is she thinking at that point in time? The Torah, in the beginning of Golus, in the beginning of exile, quotes the following idea. In Shmos, Perek Beis, Vayihi Vayomim Arabim Ohem, Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, Vayayonchu B'nei Yisrael Min Avoida. Klal Yisrael were beat. Klal Yisrael were spent. Klal Yisrael were done. Klal Yisrael couldn't take their matzav anymore in the Golus Mitzrayim. Vayizoku. Vatal shalvosam el elokim min avoida. Klal Yisrael screamed vayizaku, and suddenly those screams, vatal shalvosam, it was elevated el elokim min avoida. The Torah doesn't tell us that Klal Yisrael were mispalel. Klal Yisrael and Golas didn't know about what it meant to have a shul, to have an Anshei Knesset HaGadoyla, to have a Shmeina Esrei, to have a Kaddish Tiskabel Tzloison. They didn't know from that. That's not what the Torah says in Shmos. There's a matzav of a Yid in Golas, a situation that all the Yid does is Vayizoku, and he screams. Not Vayizoku El Hashem. Not Vayizoku El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not Vayispal El Hashem. Vayizoku. He screams. But a person screams and recognizes that everything that's happening is from the one above. And he's orchestrating everything that's going on. The Baal Shem Tov famously said, the scariest thing in the Golus, Rabbeisai, this pertains to each and every one of us, myself included, is the Hastara Shebetoy Hastara. What does that mean? What did the Baal Shem Tov mean? Means there's a matzav of Hester Ponim. And that matzav of Hester Ponim, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we don't even know that He's there. We don't even know, we don't even attribute all the things that are going on that are from Him. That He's trying to be ma'arir us. That He's trying to awaken us. That's Tisha B'Av Tav Shin Peh. We can't daven, Rabosai. We just Ezer Kaddish. The Shliach Tzibur left out Tiskabel Tzlosim. This is a matzah of Tvila, of Kodem Maimed Arsina. A Tisha B'Av without mitzvahs. We're not ready for Tvilin yet. We're not holding by there. We'll get there. Parshas Vayeschanan and Emir Tzah Hashem. Habo Leinu L'Toyva after this Tisha B'Av. Right now we have to what? We just have to scream. But not scream a screaming of Yeyush, of giving up hope. Screaming a scream that we finally realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to talk about Cuomo. I'm not going to talk about Trump. I'm not going to talk about CNN or Fox News. I'm not going to talk about this or that. I'm going to talk about this is all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Pesach was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Purim was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And in Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Peh was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When this Gzeira to shake us up was happening, was written, Vayizaku. We have to leave the Astara of the Astara. We have to realize that we are in Ikvas of the Meshicha. What is Ikvas of the Meshicha, my Rav Rabbeisai? What does it mean to be Ikvas of the Meshicha? It means to be at the end of time. That's one pshat. You're going from the Rosh to the end of time. You're already at the end. We're finishing the race. The feet are the ones that finish and that get to the finish line. We're sprinting. But there's another aspect of the Ekev, Rabbeisai. The Ekev is numb. The Ekev is the part of the body that is the least sensation. The Ekev is only if you stick a needle in it will it feel. That's Ikvis of the Meshicha. That's the Hastara Sheba Hastara. Vayizaku. They asked this woman when she was holding on to her child. Listen to what she said. She was davening. Not only for someone to see them, but she was davening that her son should scream. Why was she davening that her son should scream? So she explained that she was holding with all her might this child that was dangling. If she screamed and belted out something so she would chas v'shalom lose grip and she would add extra energy to something else and that she wouldn't be attributed to the holding on to the child. So she was davening that the child who was being held by the mother, he should scream and gain someone else's attention. Rabbeisai, that's us. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is sending us so many reminders in this man of Ekev, of Ikvas of the Meshicha, when we're numb, when we don't feel, that we have to stop pinning it on something else. We have to stop saying that it's this natural order or it's that natural order. Or it's because of this, or it depends on this. Rabbeisai, it's reminders from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's Tisha B'Av. It's because we are in a matzav of Churban. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us to feel it. And bringing it home. A Churban, a Tisha B'Av that we were never misabel for in our lives. A Churban similar to our ancestors, that they felt Tisha B'Av. Rabbeisai, the Churban of Tisha B'Av is the Churban in our lives. It's all the source of Churban. And we can't anymore. We can't anymore ignore it. We can't anymore enter into Tisha B'Av that it's just another, you know, minig. It's another annual, you know, a commemoration. And that's what we're commemorating. And we go in, we go out. It's too valuable. We have to scream. We have to beg the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We have to tell him we understand. Vayizaku. Just like the Bnei Yisrael, even though they weren't on the level of tefillah, they didn't have the ability to be mispal, but they still screamed. They recognized where these things were coming from. They understood that the person sending the message was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending the message. And they screamed. And they were shooken up. And the Melev, Atal Shavosim El Alokim. But if we keep on going on through life, as the Rambam tells us, in an Eis Tzara, and we don't blow our own horns, we don't wake up from all of the warnings of this year, we don't remember who's sending the message, we pin it on other things. Midas Achzarius. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, well, how much are you going to send? How much? How much Churban? Stop the Churban. Break the Churban. Limit the Churban. Start building the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davening like that mother is davening for the child. Please just give a krechts. Just give a little yell. Give a scream. Gain some attention. Make a matzav. Change things up. Allow a bystander to recognize that we're hanging. We're hanging for our lives. Please, Davin. Vayizaku. Even if you don't have the koyach atvila, even if you don't have the schuyos, but at least start living that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the one who's orchestrating, who's the one who's holding on, who's the one in charge. We're responsible. If we don't recognize, the Rambam says, that this is all kol kulo from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what Tisha B'Av is. That's what the day is all about. That's how we change. And that's how we blow our horns. Both say we have to galvanize ourselves. We have to think about. We have to think about how we can change. How we can connect ourselves on a daily basis. That the Rabbeinu Shalom is sending me alarm clocks and is sending me reminders. And he's trying to remind me to get back. To get back to this man of Geula. And Emir Tzashem, all of these tefillos on this Tisha B'Av, as we scream, as we demonstrate to the Rabbeinu Shalom that we have a tzaka. We don't have a tefillah. We don't have tzkabel tzlois. But we have a tzaka. We have a tzaka. We're in pain. It's fascinating. The din of an ovel, there's no din for him to suffer. Anyone who thinks that when they're an avelus, a personal avelus, that they should suffer is wrong. It's not true. You shouldn't suffer. But yet, when it comes to the Churban of Tisha B'Av, when it comes to the avelus and the Beis HaMikdash, I was just on the phone with someone before Tisha B'Av, a guy who had to wear leather shoes, whatever, says the Shulchan Aruch, put rocks inside the shoes. Put rocks inside the shoes. Why, do you have to make him suffer? Taka, have to make him suffer? Yeah, because today's a day of what? Today's a day of Za'aka. Today's a day we feel it. Today's a day we say, it's Ikvasim de Mashicha, but the pins are in my heel. I feel it. I know, Hashem, you're sending me something. I'm not numb anymore. I'm not going away. That I'm going to go with the Minaga Olam. I'm going to turn on all the news stations and think that everything is just random. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the one holding on to me in this difficult matzav that I'm dangling in. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize that if I don't scream, then we're not going to be able to get out of it. Baruch Hashem, that child eventually was saved. That child was eventually heard. That child was eventually brought home to his mother in Beit Shemesh. Merv Rabbeisai, Mirtz Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatal Shavosim, Kadosh Baruch should hear our Ta'aka, Kadosh Baruch should hear our Tzar, Kadosh Baruch should understand that we're now going to blow Chatzaitzris, we're going to daven, not in a tefillah, we're going to daven a Za'aka, just to recognize that everything that's happening is from Hashem. And the Mirtz Hashem, we will rebuild our relationship. We will zolcha to a level of tefillah by the end of Tisha B'Av. And the Mirtz Hashem will be zolcha to the Geula Shleima, b'mheira b'yameinu, Mirtz Hashem, b'karav mamish. I'd just like to ask David to lead us in the Eicha, and then follow